Have you been in an accident at work? Have you done something that's somebody else's fault? Then you're a cunt. Hello, welcome to the Reducer, the worst football podcast you listen to. For a second there, hopefully you thought that we were popular enough to get adverts. We're not.
Lovely voiceover work there.
Voiceover, yeah, available
Oh,
for
look,
voiceover.
very, very nice.
Yeah. In a world.
Stick to the original.
Yeah, funnily enough, right?
Magnum. Magnum. Stick to the original.
This isn't just chocolate. This has been shat out by Iranian badgers. It's the greatest chocolate in the world. It's not just chocolate, it's M&S chocolate. So, anyway,
Controlled
anybody
by a
else?
multinational conglomerate that underpays its
Oh yeah, you probably
workers.
want to put your iPhone in the bin, mate. Mind you, if you try
Oh,
and throw it away, well,
well,
it'll hit a net and bounce straight back, I would imagine.
you can't do anything these days. It's all, you're fucked, aren't you, by
Yeah,
capitalism, so.
if you're gonna like live, if you're gonna like live ethically and buy ethically, you're just gonna end up walking around. You're gonna end up walking around in a fucking potato sack, driving a cart.
Scratching around in the woods, feeding on squirrels and berries.
There's nothing wrong with that. You having a pop?
I know you still feed your little squirrel friends.
Yes, balcony friends.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's
Anyway.
yeah. Oh, hello, football, all that shit.
It's life on Earth.
Now, you know what? You raised something interesting there because
Okay.
there was a trailer for the Man City Liverpool game, right? And like Sky's trailers and stuff like that are fucking awesome. Yeah, I mean they're really. I mean they've and the ones for the boxing, well, that's paid for by Saudi Arabia. They're just insane. But they did one for this game for, and I say this game, we've got to touch on Liverpool City. I think we're going to not spend too long on it, but dear listener Steve. Now the trailer was done like a big blockbuster movie, you know, for these, you know, Clash of the Titans kind of thing. But it just reminded me that, like, in a world,
In a
it was,
world.
but like trailers aren't like that anymore, are they?
No, they're not. No.
But someone at Sky has gone, hey, wouldn't it be a great idea
If
if
we
we
did
did,
a In a World trailer,
well, yeah.
yeah.
Trying to figure out if they were doing that because they were doing that going like, oh, this is what trailers are like because they're just like some out of touch idiot and everybody's going, oh yeah, great. Or whether it was an attempt to go like, you know, a little bit wet retro, but like recently retro. And what it ended up doing was going on forever. The trailer's like about a minute. And the thing is, as we all know, a minute is a long time now. Didn't used to be, is now. And after about 20 seconds, you're thinking, "Yeah, all right, yeah, I get the idea. I saw where you're going with this. Yeah, ha 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 ha."
It was that long, it had stoppage time. Yeah.
Yeah, well, it had adverts. The trailer
Oh.
had adverts. It didn't.
Ridiculous.
So look,
Yeah.
let's get to Man City
Liverpool
Liverpool.
City, yeah.
Well, in a bit,
Okay.
I actually wanted to tackle something that occurred to me the other day, and well, it's not occurred to me, I'm aware of it, but just the way it's creeping in everywhere. And that is, and this is not a criticism, it's an observation, this is just the way things are going. I'm not necessarily in favor of it, but anyway, it's just the Americanization of football. And by that, I don't mean something's being imposed. It's the way the game is going,
You mean soccer?
with constant reference to. I mean, you play a commentary from 5 years ago and play a commentary now, and 5 years ago, hardly any stats. Now it's basically stats. With some mention of the game in there, and that's just gone back to Dave Roberts, central defender, who was on loan last season at Shrewsbury, ended up winning the local pub competition as he became a regular in a pub quiz on Thursday nights. And he's passing that on to fellow centre back Roger Davis. Roger's got two children, one called Natasha, who's about to take grade two piano, and Steve, who's in a young offenders institution in Feltham. It's like, just guys, you don't have to tell us every fucking fact you know, every little bit of data, every stat that you've been given for this game. But the wider Americanization is the faceless modern stadia that was going to happen anyway. That's not an Americanization. Here's a prime one. Set piece coaches, just like they're a thing now. It's like, all right, so we've got coaches for different parts of the scene. All right, we're breaking the football team up into teams. Like, like the defensive team and the offensive team, and being coached by different people. Yes, I know that's always been the case with goalkeepers. So there's that happening. There's more and more press conferences. We're getting people. We're getting managers interviewed at half time. We're trying to get. So it's getting more and more. And I thought, you know what? One of the reasons for this, I wonder, is it Moneyball led? Because basically all UK football teams are now working on data. We're buying, it's not Steve and Dave, the two fucking people who really know football, the scouts who are up and down the country all the time looking for players. No, why would you do that? You just look at the data that's freely available and you try and find the kind of player you're looking for, with the data set that says this is the player who's missing. And then you try and find a player based who's going to give you that data, who's going to fit into that team. And that's Moneyball. So surely with football becoming Moneyball, that's just attracted, what the next stage is. Well, it's American ownership, isn't it? I mean, I'm sat here, a Leeds fan owned by the financial arm of the San Francisco 49ers. You've got American owners and have you've got American owners who
FSG,
got American owners who bought it off American owners. And I guess that's American sports conglomerates, etc., have just looked across the pond and gone, TV deals in their billions, we need to be involved in this. And then they've looked at it and gone, yeah, there's some differences. Players are a bit more powerful, etc. But you know what? Let's just moneyball it. Just moneyball it. This is like, basically, if I own an American football team and I own a UK football team, I'm pretty much going, we'll repeat the structures with a few tweaks here and there. Fairly similar structure, merchandise in the same way, increase match day revenue, all the targets, everything. It's all the same. And hence,
And I was about to say, by and large, they've increased the efficiency because of that focus on data. But then I'll throw into the mix Todd Boehly, he just throws money at everything.
to be fair, is he replacing somebody who didn't do that?
Well, true, but I don't know what's happened at Chelsea.
But Chelsea is an outlier because even when Liverpool were building a club around Klopp and City were building a club around Pep, no, Chelsea has always been, yeah, 2 seasons. You do 3 seasons at Chelsea, then
Yeah, tops. Yeah.
you've won something, clearly. It's always been an outlier and run like a traditional old sort of European inverted commas club, where it's, yeah, change of manager is just seen as a thing, and it's actually, you buy players and a squad and a way of playing, and you just, rotate who's ever in charge of that.
Find someone who can rotate them.
Yeah, but also I'm not saying that Americans have made it more efficient. I slightly disagree there. I think they came here because it was already happening. It's like they could see that the money, and they could see the fact that football was becoming data led. Now, the minute football becomes data led, which I'm sure, they were well aware of, but the minute it becomes data led, it becomes something that a sporting financial organization can then look at because you're working on data. I think what kept American owners away in the past was football was seen as antiquated. The back office was seen as it. No, it's people who know football, two old blokes who've been in the game 50 years and know a decent player. And I'm not buying that. There's no structure. There's no, that is not. That's not a business I can invest in because
No.
there's too much, inverted commas, know-how required.
Can I say, I'll try it because it's football is it's often heart led rather than head led. So you've got, oh, he'd be put, it's like the whole thing with Alonso going back to Liverpool. That is a heart driven this idea rather than a head driven idea. So Liverpool, I don't know if you've seen, they've reappointed Michael Edwards, but in a more senior role. He's now head of football operations now,
Yeah, and
and
seen as a bit of a coup that the fact that they got to come back and
I know. After, I mean, he spent 10 years at the club, so to come back,
where
well,
was he?
he had his, I can't remember the name. He had his own data management company. I can't
Oh,
remember the
right, so he's
name.
out of the game.
He was providing data for a variety of clients. Yeah, so he wasn't attached to any one club. But now, interestingly, with that his appointment, they've headhunted, I think it's Richard Hughes from Bournemouth, who has been their director of football. So already, I'm really happy about it because they're restructuring, and I think they're talking now about having a head coach rather than a manager of the first team. So we'll see what happens. But Michael Edwards is he is impressive. So.
I think firstly that is a natural progression because nobody really has a manager overseeing so,
No, true,
many different
true.
facets now. And Klopp is probably the last of that era because he's been there so long. So I think that would have happened anyway.
Is
But
Pep a head coach? I know Arteta is. Is
yeah,
Pep?
well they'd been City had been preparing for years, hadn't they, for getting Pep in. So all these people were already there. And as regards Liverpool, like I said, I think this would have happened anyway. The slight changing in the role, and again, very American, very businesslike. What it is it's creating a hierarchy and a structure whereby what's the, as a somebody who's done a bit in consultation with businesses and things like that, the first thing you're going to look at is say, well, look at the structure, and get people doing what they're best at and doing as little of anything else as possible. So if you've got somebody who is a good football coach, let's say like Jurgen Klopp, you want him out on the grass talking to players. Anything else? No, that's somebody else's responsibility. I just want the guy who's in charge of the team tactics, but I want him sat with his team because let's face it, it is a management team now. It used to be manager, assistant manager, that's it. Now it's manager, assistant manager, throw-in coach, goalkeeping coach, set piece coach. It's getting bigger and bigger,
So all
like
every
football managerial teams. Now you see, occasionally you used to see a manager on the side, barking instructions. He might turn to an assistant at some point and go, "Oh, I don't know, what do you think?" But now there's like that.
It's
There's
time to
like
get
that.
righty, get righty on.
Yeah, exactly. Now there's two or three of them and an iPad, and they're having a right old chat. And it's like, come on, lads, it can't be that hard. So yeah, it's and I guess this is inevitable. And I'm calling it Americanization. And again, for all our listeners in North
I think
America.
it's sports science led, though, isn't it? It's more sports science led. So,
Well, it's data, isn't it? It's data, it's sports science, it's and now and again this goes right throughout the club. So now, as a physio, it's not a case of being dragged into the manager's office and saying, right, how quickly can you get him back on the pitch? It's getting dragged into the manager's office and saying, right, why did you let me play him so long? You should have been able to spot that this was going to happen. Or now it's literally it's preloading. You're future proofing. And again, that's the point I was going to make about the business and about the structure and the manager. It's future proofing of the organization as well, because what clubs are going to try and avoid, and it's very difficult, is being Man U. Because when Pep goes, when
Yeah.
Arteta goes, when Klopp goes, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I had this conversation with you, God, what, 10, 15 years ago when we were talking about Man U will be fucked when Ferguson goes, Arsenal will be fucked when Wenger goes. And they were. And that's
Yes.
because Wenger and Ferguson, when they left, was a massive fucking hole. And they
Yeah.
were replaced by a manager. Were you telling are you telling me that David Moyes was all over the club doing all sorts of bits and pieces the same way Fergie was? No. So he left and a bloody great hole was created, and you just drop one person into it.
Yeah.
So I think again, that's the natural progression of making sure a coach just coaches means that you take that risk away. And with clubs becoming bigger and bigger businesses, they've got a more business-like management structure. And that structure is put in place to basically reduce stress and reduce damage. Should it's like in business. Do you want 10 clients giving you £1,000 a month, or do you want two clients giving you £5,000 a month? You want 10 clients, because if you lose one, it's no big deal. But it's the same structure behind the scenes in football. You don't want a manager who is 50% of the back room, because that way, if he leaves, you're fucked.
I think United are still floundering under this notion that if they just get the right manager, everything will be fine. So they're talking about replacing Ten Hag, and it's like structurally the club needs reorganizing top to bottom. And it's just like but Ten Hag's a decent coach. His track record proves it. So I think they're just imagining that getting a different manager who fits in with their mindset will change everything.
Well, far be it from me to give Man United any credit, but let's be fair. They have got Ratcliffe in.
Yeah, I know, I
Ratcliffe
know.
and Rat and Ratcliffe is basically has already is already talking about redeveloping Old Trafford, which needs to be done.
Yeah.
He's not just looking at the manager; they're looking at everything. And that's what Ratcliffe's role is. And I actually think that's a really, really smart bit of business by the Glazers. They've got a shed load of revenue come in for a guy who's bought a percentage of the club that is, at the end of the day, meaningless. I mean, you sit down, ultimately, I can see problems down the road when they have a board meeting and he sits
Yeah.
there and he goes, right, we need to spend 400 million, 200 million on the ground, 200, 100 million on this, 100, and them going, no.
We haven't got any
Ne
money.
what's that what no they don't need to fucking justify anything to anybody.
No.
You own 20%.
Yeah.
Thanks for your input. Bye.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting. It really is.
Yeah.
But
Yeah.
they should listen to him, because they should be at a stage where they realize that they've spent nearly £1 billion since Ferguson left, and they're in no better position now than they were when he left.
Yeah.
So maybe get somebody in who, can offer a different perspective.
True.
Ratcliffe, but again, not a guy who's been involved in sport. And we're back to the business side of things. And
Yeah.
he's what he's looking at is restructure the club, bring in this person in this position, redo the ground. And the ground is important. The ground is important. If you are a top European player and you get signed for Man United, and then you walk out on that pitch and you go, it's a bit dated, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a bit scruffy. Needs a lick of paint. That's not what you want. If you're going to be the best on the pitch, you've got to be the best off the pitch, as they say. I do believe that's one of the old things, isn't it?
True.
So Ratcliffe, he's got it all cut out. Now, just to round that off, Ten Hag, is he damaged goods? If I'm Ratcliffe, I think I almost have to get another manager. It's kind of like, he represents the past. And I know it's only two seasons, but he represents the time that, before I came here. And you don't want to be, and let's face it, it's football. You don't want to be judged on results. And you
No.
don't, I mean, sorry, you will be judged on
You
results.
will be, yeah.
And you're going to
Yeah.
be judged on the results of somebody in charge that you didn't appoint.
It's that brutal, isn't it? I suppose, yeah. So, yeah. I like Ten Hag. I think he's a decent guy and a good coach. So, it'd be interesting to see where he goes. He'll probably end up at Newcastle, Howard.
But after Beheady Howe gets, if he's lucky, the sack.
Juicy, get juicy. Shut up. Fucking, I've heard it again. Get
What?
juicy in. Get juicy. Newcastle fans, get juicy in. It's like, because they're sliding down the table. It's like, and shit football.
Oh, he'll be playing. Yeah, he'll be playing Roma football.
Ah, fucking hell.
Anyway, look, for any of those of you listening who think you've tuned into the wrong podcast, no, it is me, Howard, and it is Dave. I'm Leeds, he's Liverpool, and
Liverpool
so
scum,
quickly, a quick mention of so last week, yeah, fucking hell, Leeds, we were awesome as
You
always.
were,
We beat
yeah.
Sheffield
You're
Wednesday
second again,
Friday
aren't you
night,
now? Second again.
2-0 away, fucking job done, muller
Brilliant.
the cunts, and then yeah, then Ipswich go and lose, and how they lost. 1-0 up in the 94th minute, they lost 2-1. Brilliant. Thank you very much, Ipswich, you carrot munching cousin fucking tractor driving cunts. And then Leicester, the soon to be financial dopers for the second time, the last time they pulled this trick of breaking finance rules, they ended up paying their fine in the Premier League. That's right. They fucking financially doped their way out of the Championship last time, and they're trying to do it again. So it looks like they've been spotted. Well done. And we are only 3 points behind them after they drew. So fucking bring it on. Looking to run over a fox very, very soon. So there you go. That's Leeds.
Is that imminent? Points deduction?
No,
Relegation?
they never fucking are they? Here's the phrase that
Oh.
follows. Here's the phrase that follows any point deduction, and it remains unclear as to when this matter will be resolved. It's like nobody knows if it's good. That we are in a situation at the moment where the league table on the last day of the season may not. We're turning into F1, basically. The league table may not be the league table at the end of the season because there may be more points deductions to come in. Or points deductions may have already been applied, and to one or more teams, both teams may be appealing. They may lose their appeal, and then they may go to CAS to try and appeal against it. CAS, is it CAS? No, the what's the
It's arbitration in sport, yeah, something
IFAB?
like
Is
that,
it? No,
kind of,
it's
yeah.
not IFAB. That's the other twats. They're the
Can't
rule
remember.
idiots. Oh well,
Sports
you.
arbitration or something, yeah,
Yeah, yeah,
whatever.
yeah.
Yeah, I
Yeah,
know.
the International Sports Arbitration Court, ICSCAB.
That's the one. I
Yeah.
just made up beautifully.
Brilliant. Yep, we'll have that. So that's Leeds. And over to Liverpool City. What a second half. Yeah.
I'm not unhappy. I said beforehand, I'd take a point. I know he said, oh, it's no good for anyone. It's like bullshit. Losing the game is no good for anyone, and
No,
nobody
it was good for
lost. So
Arsenal, so that was an
it was
incorrect
good for
statement, yeah.
Arsenal, yeah. But equally, we're still in there, and the adage is there's still a long way to go. So 10 more games, 9 more games, whatever, and yeah, 2 more months of the season. Lots of changes in the meantime. No, actually, I'm gonna, dare I say, I sound glass half full. I think that for me was like it just proved where we are in terms of Endo and McAllister were just able to control that midfield. They kept De Bruyne quiet. Endo is just incredible. I mean, 16 million, and he's just like under the radar completely, and just he's been fantastic since he came in. But anyway, we're in with a shot, and hopefully we can get all our first team players back from injury, apart from Jota, who probably be at tail end of the season really. But no, it's looking good. It's looking good. We're in with a shout.
But I tell you what, if you looked at that team, the Liverpool team, if you'd said, at the beginning of the season or whatever, to Klopp or any Liverpool fan, that you'd be playing against City, you'd dominate the second half, you'd run them ragged, you'd be unlucky to lose, and your only first choice defender across the back four and goalkeeper. Your only person who is first choice is Joe Gomez. Everybody else is,
Oh, Van Dijk as well.
well, sorry, yeah, and Van Dijk. In fact, maybe Van Dijk, because, like, Gomez isn't
Gomez,
necessarily
yeah,
first choice.
he's a fringe player
So,
normally.
yeah. And then, your young players, well, I say your young players, the various young players you've stolen from other clubs and then said, oh, they came through our academy. Kumas is from Tranmere. So, it's the side that you had out. Wow. No, nobody is thinking that you even get a point with that side.
Yeah.
So, it was amazing.
Yeah.
Do you fall for the old? Rothers was saying last week, we never do well at Anfield. Is it an Anfield thing, or is it just, I don't know, what is it?
I don't know. You can't say something's the ground, can you? It's just the thing for me was the two main influences in that, well, there's three, of course, if you count Foden, but like we kept them all at bay. There was one moment where Haaland's steamrolling towards the goal, and the only person in front of him is Van Dijk. And they said, any young defender watching, watch what he does with him. He just jockeys. He's looking at him. He's got him in his sights. He's running back with him, and he's moving him. He's moving his angle. It's brilliant defending. He's moving him off, and then in the end, he's narrowed his options so much, and I think he gets away in the end, or he's tackled or something. But Van Dijk just such a brilliant player when he's on form.
I know exactly the clip you mean,
Yeah.
and do you know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of the way coyotes pick a weak member of a pack of
Yes.
buffalo, and they just and they
Isolate it.
they
Yeah.
and they isolate it, and
Yeah. Yeah.
they manage to get it away from the
Yeah.
rest of the pack,
Yeah.
and just guide it. It's
He
almost
made
like, yeah,
Haaland look ordinary.
he sheepdogged him.
Yeah, it's fucking brilliant. Absolutely brilliant defending. It's
Yeah.
so good to see Virgil back, because he was a bit off form for a good couple of seasons after his ACL injury.
Yeah.
So no, it's brilliant. Good to see.
Yeah, no, he is looking great. And also you've also managed to squeeze in a little European win.
I know. We've got the second leg tonight. It was like a 5-1 warm up last week. Like just ahead.
Did you realise it's the only European trophy that Klopp hasn't won?
Hasn't won, yeah. Yeah. So anyway,
How
it was.
amazing would this be, right? That you finish with a treble of the Carabao, which European one is it you're in?
Europa
So
League.
and the, you win the Europa League, and you win the Premier League, eh?
That'd be amazing.
Mm.
Would be amazing. We're in the FA Cup still as well, don't forget.
Yeah, I've ruled that out as you not winning that.
Who's winning that?
I don't think Klopp is winning a quadruple in his last season. I
Well, I
don't know.
don't think he is, but who's going to win the FA Cup then?
It's not going to be City, is it? Or is it City? City still in the
City
cup?
is still in, yeah. They got Newcastle.
Yes.
They got Newcastle.
Oh,
That's
they
our
have,
only
haven't they?
chance of a cup.
Is it and
Oh
is it
man.
at is it at the Emirates?
I can't remember. Probably.
No, Etihad. What am I talking about? The Emirates. That's Arsenal.
Etihad.
But
Yeah.
yeah, but they're all interchangeable, aren't they? Modern,
Yeah.
modern stadium.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
But well, look, that's fascinating stuff from the two of us. Hope you've enjoyed this as always, and keep it here, keep it at the reducer. Thank you very much, Dave.
Thank you. You're welcome. See you next time.
Have a good weekend, everybody. Good luck to your team, unless the plane leaves, in which case they can fucking lose. But anyone else, good luck.